Welcome back, friends. This is the Good Midlife Podcast, NCAA Tournament Edition. We are excited tonight. We've got a good show. This is hopefully our first YouTube channel recording. We're stepping it up. We want everybody to see us. You got to listen to us. You got to look at us. So we're going to show you what we look like on the YouTube. So hopefully I can tighten this up and get that out there for the people. Now, as we get into it, I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, thanks to everybody for listening. We're having a great time with it. You can reach us at the Good Midlife Podcast on Instagram. You can email us at thegoodmidlife@gmail.com. You can follow Richard at Kenshin Crew, and you can follow us on Facebook as well. Now, one thing that we've got going, we talked about it last week, we have a bracket challenge, and we're going to open this up to anybody. We talked about it last week. $5 buy-in. Venmo me. I'm going to put the link up on Instagram. And if you win, you get the pot. If you lose, you get to come on like our two guests tonight. And I'm going to DoorDash you an order of the hottest wings from Buffalo Wild Wings, and we'll eat them together. I might even eat them too, just for the hell of it. Even if I don't lose, it's hard to say. But with that,
no, we'll get you a Big Mac.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not get crazy now. That voice you just heard was Richard Kinslow, my co-host. Richard, what's happening tonight?
Hey, guys. What's up? Welcome to the NCAA Challenge.
Where are you tonight, Richard?
I'm at home right at the moment. It's a Monday, so I'm at home.
Okay. Oh, yes. I see Lord Winston, your cat
snowed,
there.
It snowed, by the way. Yeah.
I know.
Snowed earlier.
Speaking of snow, Tommy Himes, you have heard him on the show before. He's in Lexington, and he was just telling me snow was blowing sideways there. Is that right, Tom?
That's right. We got to get this over with. I got a snowman to go outside and build.
Get ready to fasten your snow belt.
There it is.
Or something. The other guest is my lovely daughter, Katie Noland. She is live from Charlotte tonight. She has been on the show before. She gave us some great info last week, and she's fresh off a trip to Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. Katie, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got to ask you a question. Since we're both Bears fans and you were in the city, what was the vibe like up there since the Bears just gave Justin Fields away, basically?
Everyone hated it. Everyone was not happy. I will say that. I don't think they're excited for this Caleb Williams pick. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Even you got to get more than a sixth. You just got to. It was awful. It was awful. With that, let's get into the tournament. We got the tournament coming up. Hopefully we can talk through some stuff. Hopefully we can help you guys screw up your brackets because I've looked at this. I love the tournament. We love it. And we're just going to go down through it. We're not going to pick every game. We're going to talk about overall ideas and what we think and what we like. And we'll just do it region by region. We'll get to our final four picks at the end. And we'll just jump right into it. Let's go to the East region. And that's the UConn region. And Tommy, I'll let you start. Tell me what you think about the East region. Give me some overarching thoughts on that region.
I think that's hands down the toughest region. I mean, just looking at this, I can make a case for four teams to come out of this region. And I know everybody's saying UConn's going to win, but we haven't had a back-to-back champion in 20 years.
Nope.
So they've got a great shot. I'm not saying they don't, but I mean – honestly, them, Auburn, Illinois, Iowa State, all four of those teams could come out of that region. And I think that's the only region I can make that case for.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Tell me, Katie, who do you like in this region? What are your thoughts on it?
I kind of agree. I don't really think UConn's coming out of that region. I like Illinois a lot in that region, but I could also see Auburn making the run. It just kind of depends on how they start playing, if they're going to keep up like they played this past weekend.
Yeah. Richard, how about you?
I guess I'm a little bit more traditional. I do have Illinois and Connecticut playing each other in the I think Auburn is playing pretty well, but I think they got exposed by Kentucky pretty bad a couple weeks ago, and Iowa State's playing pretty well, but I think Illinois it's Illinois and Connecticut coming out of that one.
All right, I like Tommy could see I could see three or four. I'm not sold on Iowa State. I think that they're going to run into some tough officiating at some point in the tournament. The Big 12 lets them play, and I think they could get into a spot against a team where they get in some foul trouble and can't get out from under it. So I'm not as sold on Iowa State. And I think the winner of that Washington State and Drake game is very dangerous. I think they can go on a run. Tommy, you got any upsets in this bracket? Do you have anybody that you love, like as an upset or as a high seed going far?
No. I mean, it's pretty basic through this region.
Okay.
But I do think, you know, Iowa State, if they lost in the second round, that wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, I think if you're going to pick a two that's going to go out early, I think Iowa State would be mine. I'm always leery on a team. I know Iowa State was good all season, but when you make a run like that through your conference tournament, I just think the next weekend, there's a little bit of a letdown.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
They're the number two seed I'm fading the hardest, probably, is Iowa State. Yeah. And I think their second round matchup is a load. I think Washington State or Drake, either one, is going to be a tough one. I could see Washington State getting to the Elite Eight, honestly, if they if things go their way.
Washington State beat Arizona twice this year.
Yeah, they're really good.
Nobody talks about them because who knows where.
What? Go ahead, Katie. What?
I just have thoughts on Arizona, but we'll get there too.
Oh, Arizona. Okay, yeah, we'll get to Arizona in a minute.
Drake beating Washington State. And then it's an Iowa. It's all Iowa from that point. I mean, it's Iowa and or Drake playing each other. Iowa State and Drake playing each other.
See, right. I watched Drake play the Missouri Valley Championship last weekend against Indiana State. I wasn't impressed with Drake at all. They have one kid, the coach's son, and he was good. But when he went out of the game, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't even score without that kid in the game.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thing on Drake. I know everybody loves these, you know, mid-America underdogs and stuff like that. But I could see Drake getting beat pretty easily by Washington State.
I like Washington State in that game. That's who I'm taking. And I'm going to just go by my old rule, which is if you can bet against a school named for a rapper, you probably should take the school not named for a rapper and go that route. So I'm taking Washington State.
That's interesting.
Over Drake.
I mean, Drake's 75th in the country in defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not in a great conference. So
I want to talk about numbers for a minute here, too, because I think Auburn got screwed. Auburn's the only team in this tournament that's in the top 10 in offense and defense. And I think if they get to the Sweet 16 and Connecticut gets to the Sweet 16, that will be the best game of the Sweet 16 because Connecticut is top 10 in offense and 11 in defense. So that's the game we want. That's a really good game. It's almost – I feel like that might be the de facto final for that region. And I'm going to take Auburn out of this region because I'd like to fade SEC teams a lot because they haven't done much traditionally. But Pearl has been to a Final Four. I think they can play offense. They can play defense. Like you said, Tommy, we haven't had a back-to-back champion in two decades. So somebody else has to win it, I think, or will win it this year because Connecticut's not dominant. They're not like what Duke was in the early 90s where they were running through people in a brutal conference. So give me Auburn out of the East. Richard, who are you taking out of the East to the Final Four?
UConn.
All right, Katie.
Illinois.
All right. What about you, Tommy?
I have UConn, but I really want to pick Illinois, but I honestly am scared that they'll lose in the first round.
It could happen. Yeah, I
don't trust them at all. I mean, I watched them play Wisconsin. I watched them actually Saturday and Sunday this weekend and was really impressed with them. I mean, that Shannon kid that they almost lost, I mean, he's Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, but he can score. And I feel like he's the type of player that can take him a long way, but I just don't trust him. And UConn's just a machine right now. So that's why I went with UConn. Yeah,
that was kind of my mentality, especially I watched them 2 weeks ago and they were down big early and just came roaring back and, I mean, just kicked the shit out of the team. My French.
Yeah, it was. Who did they put a run on last week? Where it was? Oh, it was Xavier. They were tied with Xavier with like 8 minutes to go in the first half and ended up 20 at the half.
Yeah, just ran them.
I think that's the game I saw.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then let's go out west. Katie, you have the West. You want some Arizona time. Give it to us.
All right. I kind of think this is the easiest region, and I'm not really sure how Arizona slid their way into a two seed because I don't really think they played that well this year. Like, they had some good out-of-conference wins, but, like, in conference, they don't really play anybody in the Pac-12 that's, like, good. I know Arizona or Oregon's in the bracket, but other than that, I don't really understand it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I
think the Pac-12's pretty good. You know, they got drilled by USC once. They got beaten by Washington State twice. Those are fine clubs, but they're not top 10 caliber teams. So I can see that. I could see sliding them down. If you were going to slide them down to a three, who would you put as the other two? I guess that's the question.
And again, I wrote this down, like, a lot of the 3-4 seeds are kind of like on the line, but I don't really see who you'd move up to a two. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could make a strong case for Auburn to be that two.
I agree with that. They're a top 10 team. Yeah. They just won the SEC, top 10 in defense and offense. I you could totally make that argument. Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, Katie, do you have any upsets you love in this bracket? Anything that stands out to you that you're like, I like this team, I don't like this team?
In this region, I didn't have any upsets. I mean, I know the 5-12s are going to be something to watch. I think those are where the upsets are going to come out. But, I mean, I think St. Mary's has GCU. Other than that, maybe Nevada up against Dayton. But other than that, no one really stands out to me in this region.
All right. Tommy, what about you?
Did anybody see the end of that Grand Canyon game the other night where the dude spiked the ball off of him?
Yep. It's awesome.
Yep. Bryce Drew running around trying to keep a melee from happening.
Yeah.
That's the only upset I have in this. I have Grand Canyon as the 12-5 in that one. Michigan State over Mississippi State. That's not really an upset. Those two teams are equal. New Mexico over Clemson and Nevada over Dayton. So I guess I actually have four technical upsets, except for the fact that, you know, New Mexico is actually a favorite over Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Clemson's very good. And I think New Mexico is pretty good. So they've got a real good shot to get out of that one. How about you, Richard?
Yeah, I actually have Nevada beating Dayton. I have, let's see, who else? I have New Mexico beating Clemson, and I got Grand Canyon beating St. Mary's.
All right.
So it's chock full of upsets on this one, and then I got Baylor coming out of it.
Okay, you're taking Baylor to the Final Four. I actually like that a lot. In this one, I love Carolina, and I think they're good, but you can argue this is the weakest region. It's the weakest one seed, and it's chock full of teams up and down there that have underperformed, like Arizona. You know, Alabama has the talent to win the whole thing, but they won't do it. And in fact, if they meet St. Mary's in the second round, I know you guys are all picking against St. Mary's, but I kind of like St. Mary's. And if they play really good defense, if they get Alabama in the second round, Alabama's going out. I'm telling you right now, if I get St. Mary's and Bama, I'm taking St. Mary's.
I got Charleston beating Alabama. Actually, that's another one I have.
I could see it. I think they get out of the first round, but in the end, I love Baylor. They've got two dudes that are going to be pros on that team. I think they're getting out of the bottom half of the bracket, and I think it's Baylor and Carolina for a spot in the Final Four. I'll go ahead and take Carolina. Tommy, who are you taking?
Well, look, this region, just pick a name out of a hat, and you got just as good a shot. I mean, you know, I texted you the other night. I absolutely hate Arizona. They've lost more than twice this year as a double-digit favorite, which I don't know how you do that. And they're just totally dependent on Caleb Love. If Caleb Love goes off, they're going to win. If he has an off night, they're out. That said, the Final Four is in Phoenix, Arizona. And I feel like Arizona is going to get to the Final Four. I have them beating UNC. I'm all in on Caleb Love. I know they're going to break my heart. But I picked Arizona.
Okay.
But if they lost in the first round, I would not be shocked.
All right. Katie, what about you?
I have North Carolina. I'm I think it's easy for them. And they play the first few games in Charlotte, so I think they're going to get past it.
Yeah, they're getting to the Sweet 16, I think, pretty easily. And then I think their Sweet 16 game will not be too hard. They'll get through that. I think they're walking to the regional final, to be honest with you.
I'm surprised they didn't put Duke in that bracket.
Hey, if we get North Carolina and Alabama in the Sweet 16, I don't know what the over-under is, but bet the over.
Over all day long. All day, all day long. Listen,
if it's 199, you bet the over.
Bet it. Listen, I'm ready for this week to get underway. Tommy and I have talked about this. I have not had a week where I didn't cash a single bet since sports gambling has been legal in Kentucky. And I literally did not cash a single bet all weekend for conference tournament weekend. It's unbelievable. And I wasn't betting crazy shit. I was doing some parlays and stuff, but like, come on. Like, how did Florida and Auburn not go over yesterday? I mean, even with the dude breaking his leg, how do you not go over those two teams? Holy shit.
Sports betting real quick. It is legal in North Carolina now, so I'm about to jump on that train for March.
All right, let's go, let's get it.
I got so frustrated this weekend because I was sending you what I was betting, and it was really nothing crazy. I got so frustrated with it, I just switched to golf.
I can't even talk about it. It was every single game. All right, Richard, I'm gonna give you the South to start with, where our beloved Wildcats are a 3 seed. Tell me, what do you have there?
I don't think I have. I'm trying to look at it. I got to adjust screens here a little bit. I don't think I have really. I have Texas A&M beating Nebraska. I mean, for the coming out of the first round. At one point, I was thinking Vermont might beat Duke, and then I got a little – I was like, I don't know. I don't have anything. Like, I think this bracket is challenging, but it's also like, I think it kind of, it Kentucky, it could favor Kentucky if they get their act together. But I mean, the one game I do have, I have JMU going against Houston. And so I pulled JMU out. So playing Houston. So, and then they lose to Houston. So
you got JMU winning two games.
Yeah, beating Duke and Wisconsin.
Okay. I like it. Tommy, what about you?
Yeah, the top half of this bracket, I got Houston to the Elite Eight. I got them beating Wisconsin. I don't know what to do with Duke. I mean, you look at them, and talent-wise, they're probably top 10. They just don't play real hard, and you never know what you're going to get. Our half of the bracket, I have no idea what to do with Florida. Like, I made up my mind 10 days ago, wherever Florida is in the bracket, I'm taking them to the Elite Eight. I think they were playing awesome. Then the kid gets hurt. That totally changes what Florida's, you know, ceiling is. Marquette's got an issue with a player that's hurt. Texas, I mean, NC State, I watched that NC State-Virginia game the other night. NC State shouldn't even be in the tournament.
They're terrible.
Kid hits a fluke three at the buzzer, falling out of Brown, takes it to overtime, and Virginia just gives up. Then they turn around the next night and just embarrass North Carolina. But I will say this. I mean, I have tickets for Pittsburgh this weekend, and I'm excited about that Texas Tech-NC State game just to watch my man DJ Burns play. That dude, he is listed as 6'9", 275. He is every bit of 325. But he is nimble. He has nice moves. He makes some of the craziest stuff you've ever seen. I'm just looking forward to seeing that guy play. And, you know, they keep playing up the NC State 1983 thing. They're on the same run. That's not happening again because, yeah, there's no reason they're even in the tournament. That said, they'll probably beat us. I have no faith in us. I just don't. We're either going to, you know, make it to the Final Four or we're going to flame out early in just unbelievable fashion.
So, both Vital and Clark Kellogg. Vital is just winning it all. And Clark Kellogg had us as in the Final Four, I think. We're doomed. Yeah. We're doomed.
I just want to get to the second weekend. I just want to get to the second week. That's my thing. Just keep me interested for both weekends. and I'm fine. But, you know, I feel like we're fine in the first game, but the second game, Texas Tech, you know, they beat Kansas by 30, and I know Kansas was shorthanded that night, but they still put it on them. So that's going to be a kind of like playing Texas A&M, a team that we don't match up well against, and it's going to slow it down and just body us, and that's not what we do well. So, but the bottom half of the bracket that we're in, I could see Texas Tech to the Elite Eight. I could see Marquette to the Elite Eight. I could see Florida. Who knows what's going to happen on that?
Yeah, that was wide open.
Yeah, but I do have Houston coming out of that region ultimately.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, what about you?
I kind of agree with the 6-11 a little bit. I kind of think that NC State might get there and Kentucky will play them and it'll be a hard game, but I'm not sure how that will end up, like how what the result will be. I do like Marquette making a run for it. I do think Houston, if Houston and A&M play each other, I think that'll be interesting.
How has Nebraska never won an NCAA tournament?
That's game? Unbelievable, isn't it?
They had to win one, didn't they?
I how many times have they actually been in the tournament? When did they start playing basketball in Nebraska? Like,
I mean, they're not great, but they've had decent teams throughout the years where they could have won one.
Right. Yeah. But I think they're just always in like they're always in an 8-9, 7-10, 6-11 thing. It's, you know, all right. So you want A&M in Houston. You want to see that game in the second round?
I want to see that one in the second round. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, I do too.
Who do you have coming out, Katie?
I wrote down Wisconsin or Houston, but I'm not sure. I'm like, I don't know who's going to come out of this one. Maybe Marquette. I'm not sure. Right.
You got to pick one though.
All right.
There's no money on this. This is just entertainment.
Just give me Marquette because I think
Marquette. The fight and shock of smarts. Love it. Well, let me talk about this bracket for a minute because I think Houston's really good. And there are a lot of people who were selling Houston short after they got routed in the Big 12 tournament. That doesn't worry me at all. I think this team's really, really good. And I'm taking them to the Final Four. Kentucky is a sexy pick. And I can get there getting them to the Elite Eight, but I can't get moving them any farther. They could go farther, but and I had a debate with a fellow yesterday about this because I contend that when that Kentucky can't get a stop when they have to have a stop. Like if we get down to a one possession, two possession basketball game, either way, with a minute 30 to go against a team like Houston, we can't stop them on the other. We cannot play defense. And so and Houston will get a stop. So if you need a stop, you need consecutive stops. I love Houston. I love what they do defensively. And so I'm going to take Houston. Other things in this bracket, I like the Texas A&M Nebraska game. I think it's going to be pretty good. And I like A&M. And like you, Katie, I like A&M Houston. And that matchup will be fun to watch. There may not be many points scored in that one either.
Here's the thing about A&M. They're a top 10 team. You watch them one night, like what they did to Tennessee, what they did to us twice, other games throughout the season, they look like a top 10 team. But when they're not a top 10 team, they're not even in the top 200.
They're bad.
I've never seen a team, you know, everybody has a bad game or two, but okay, we lost, whatever. They get killed when they lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like they lost to Vandy.
I know it.
Bad. You know? I mean,
yeah, I agree with you.
Weren't they a top 10 team at the first part of the season?
Yeah, they were ranked sixth early in the season.
That's what I thought. And they looked really, really good. And then, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, man, what happened? And then
There's a world where they get to the Elite Eight. It's unlikely, but there's a world where they beat Houston and end up in the Elite Eight. I'm not going to bet that, but that could happen. Now,
if they play like they did against us and they hit that much and they play that well, they will beat Houston.
Yeah, well, I mean, they played offensively above their heads.
True. But I'm just saying it's like
they could.
That is the world that happens.
Yep, for sure.
It's like they just come to play. It's like he just gets them ready and then they believe in it. And
Well, they're just so guard. They're so guard dependent. Those two guards, you know, Rayford and, you know, Taylor, and that's not his name. Wade Taylor.
Wade Taylor. Yeah.
Yeah. Those two dudes are awesome. I mean, seriously, they're probably the best backcourt in the SEC. And when Taylor's on, he might be the best player in the SEC. But when he's off, he doesn't even hit the rim.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but that's the thing about this tournament. The team that has the best guard play usually wins. They have the guards to go very far. Mm-hmm. But like us, I have zero faith in their ability to do that.
To do it on consecutive nights, right?
Right.
And so Wisconsin, James Madison, I initially was going to pick James Madison here, but I think I'm going to go back and hang on to Wisconsin. I love a good mid-major against a, you know, a decent Big Ten team, but I somehow think Wisconsin gets out of that. Duke will win one game. Speaking of a team that can't make stops and, like, doesn't play defense late in a basketball game, when was the last time you saw Duke get a stop when they had to have one? Like, they just don't do it. I think they'll beat Vermont, and that's it. They're done.
I've watched them play a couple of times where I honestly thought they didn't even want to play.
No, I know it.
It's the weirdest thing to see that Duke's never been like that.
No.
Yeah, ever. I think it's a difference in coaching. I mean, Krzyzewski would never allow that to happen. Ever. Yeah. I mean, I can't stand that man, but he would never allow a team. Like, it's just like, I think about that, and like, if he was coaching this Kentucky team, I would have no concerns with that whatsoever.
I kind of feel like, you know, nobody despises Duke more than I do, but I feel like Duke did the same thing Carolina did when Dean Smith left. They put kind of a placeholder in, a feel-good guy. They knew it was never going to work long-term. Put him in for a couple of years because you never want to be the guy that follows the guy.
Yeah.
You want to be the guy that follows the guy that follows the guy.
Yeah.
And then Carolina let, you know, that Guthridge guy do it for a couple of years. And then Roy Williams came in and did for 20. I feel like that's what Duke's fixing to do. But I don't have a clue who they're going to hire.
Yeah. Well, and everybody at Duke loves John Shire. So that's an easy hire. You know, even if it doesn't go well, they're still going to love him. He's a beloved player. And so I totally agree with that.
It's Wojo's job next, for sure.
No, they're going to go get somebody like a Brad Stevens or
somebody with some scalps on their wall is who they'll go get. Yeah, somebody that can play. Bottom half of this bracket, I don't like NC State at all, clearly. And I think they have basically shot through all of their powder. They're done. They're losing to Texas Tech. I like Kentucky against Oakland. I don't know. There's always some weird game where everybody's penciling Kentucky in right through this round. There's always a game like that in the tournament. So I'm nervous about it, but I think we beat them. I think we beat Texas Tech. And then it's a coin flick, man. I like Marquette. I think they play hard. I like Florida. I'm taking Marquette out of the bottom. I'm going to go ahead and take Kentucky to get to the regional final and lose to Houston. So Richard, you have Houston, Tommy, you have Houston, and Katie, you have Marquette. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got tickets this weekend. I'm really pulling for a Kentucky NC State game on Saturday because I want to see our three sticks in the middle go up against this big dude.
The big fella.
The big fella. I mean, I can't wait. If we play NC State, Burns is going to score 40. I don't know if the rest of the team scores. That dude's getting 40. So.
Yeah, I that's exactly right. Let's go to the Midwest. This was the bracket I was hoping Kentucky would land in. They didn't. Oh, by the way, I want to shout out Katie, Tommy, and me. We're all representing tonight. So nice. I love it. Everybody knew they were going to be on camera. So put on your best duds and we'll go from there.
A collared shirt with blue in it.
That's good. I'm not slamming you. I mean, hell, Tommy's not even wearing pants, but you know, it's okay.
Richard is such a fancy boy, having to wear the polo with the collar.
He is.
He's probably drinking tea.
Lemonade, actually, sir.
Oh.
Stroking his cat and got a nice cup of Earl Grey sitting next to him.
I do indeed.
This is the region I think is the easiest, actually. I don't think there are many teams who can come out of this region. Everybody who knows me knows how I feel about Purdue. I think a good team can beat them. You let Edey go get 40, and then you just shut everybody else down. Talking about guard play, like Tommy said, guard play wins this tournament. Not a 7'4" dude. Purdue doesn't have the guard play to beat some of the best teams. The sexy upset picks are in this bracket, McNeese and Samford. I love Samford against Kansas. They're kind of a mess. I'm not sure I'm going to pick it. I kind of like Gonzaga against McNeese. I think they defend better than what McNeese has seen. And there's a world where Gonzaga gets to the Final Four, and I might pick them in one of my brackets. Even though they just lost to St. Mary's, I think if they get past McNeese, Samford beats Kansas, I could see them winning that game and then going up against Purdue and then just locking down the guards and beating them. So I could totally see that. Bottom half of the bracket, nothing stands out at me. I mean, Tennessee is good. Tennessee is probably the most well-rounded team on this side of the bracket, but I can't pick them. You know, the Rick Barnes curse, man. They just can't do it.
But it's not even the Rick Barnes curse. Tennessee has never in their history made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Ever. And they're sitting there at the Sweet 16, and you're like, oh, well, there's no way they're not going to beat whoever comes out of that other part. But then you're like, oh, wait a minute. They've never made it to the Elite Eight.
It's crazy.
I can't write them down.
I just had a change of heart on that, and I think they'll do it this year. And I think they'll beat Purdue to get to the Final Four.
I can see it. I can see it.
I think it's just like you said, it's just like Purdue's got one big man and some average players around a big man. And they did not look good in their tournament. And Tennessee, Tennessee has not been playing particularly well for the past couple weeks, but I don't know. I just feel like they might do it this time.
All right. You're taking Tennessee. Tommy, what about you?
So I have no idea what to do with Kansas.
Yeah. I don't either.
Because just what's going on, and you know, the big guy in the middle, Dickinson, he's got the shoulder thing. And if it's like Trey Mitchell's shoulder thing, he's not getting over that in a week. I mean, Trey Mitchell for us still isn't all the way back. You can tell. So I don't know what to do with Kansas. So I took Gonzaga to play Purdue. Then I've got Creighton and Tennessee. I got Purdue, and I don't know what to do about Creighton and Tennessee. So I just went on. I've got Purdue to the Final Four out of that one. So I'm basically picking teams I don't want to get there. So,
well, this region is so you could not have drawn it up for Purdue any better than this. Katie, what about you? Who do you have out of this one?
This one's tough. I think I put down Creighton, but I told you earlier this week that Tennessee was my dark horse to make it to the Final Four at the beginning of March. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a good conference play. They didn't have a good end of the season. I think it could still happen the way the bracket has laid out. I would love to see St. Peter's do what they did to us 2 years ago and beat them straight out. But, you know, like Tommy said, I don't know what to do with Creighton or Tennessee. I don't think Purdue's getting to the Final Four. I did have McNeese as my 5-12 upset, and that I think that's the only way Purdue gets to the Final Four. But I'll go back to my dark horse and pick Tennessee.
All right, you're going to go Tennessee. Yeah, I haven't really watched Creighton, I have to say that. So there are three that I don't know a ton about, but I've got Tennessee coming out of the bottom half of that bracket, but I'm going to do it on the show. I'm going to go ahead and take Gonzaga to the Final Four. I'm going to go ahead and put them down. You got to have somebody that's not a 1-2 seed sliding in there. So go ahead and give me the Zags to get to the Final Four. So with that, we've kind of run through the brackets. A couple other questions I want to ask about with you guys that we have talked about that I want to talk about. How many teams do you think can actually win this tournament? Because we love the tournament and we love the upsets, but at the end of the day, you know, there's only a handful of teams that can actually win it. Tommy, how many teams do you think can actually win this tournament?
I have 5, and then I can talk myself into 2 more.
Okay. Katie, how about you?
Let me look at it again.
All right. Richard, how many do you think?
Yeah, 8 maybe.
Okay. Tommy, who are your 5 that you definitely think can win it?
UConn, Houston, Purdue, Arizona, and Auburn.
Okay. And who else can you talk yourself into?
Creighton, and I know this is going to surprise people, but Marquette.
Oh, I can get there with Marquette. I think all of those teams can win it. I think Carolina can win it. I think Tennessee can win it. But I think your winner comes from one of those. Like, even, you know, I know Kentucky's the sexy pick, but I don't think they're going to win it.
They're not. Kentucky's got.
They can't win 6 in a row.
Chance to win it. No. Yeah, they're not winning 6 in a row because they can't play defense. Right. There's going to be one night where you have to play defense to win the game.
Yep.
And we can't do that.
Right.
So.
Right. The championship, I agree with that. In my opinion, and Katie and Richard, tell me if you think anybody else can jump in there, but I think it's UConn, Auburn, North Carolina, Arizona, Tennessee, Purdue, Marquette, and Houston. Yeah, other teams might make the Final Four. And again, like I said, Alabama has the talent to do it, but there's no way they're going to do it. And,
I think
Creighton.
At some point,
you had Creighton too.
Nate Oates is going to, karma is going to get Nate Oates eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that. It's just that man's been skating on thin ice for so long that I don't think Alabama can win it. So, I mean, it's...
Alabama's worse on defense than we are. Alabama's not winning.
And we destroyed them.
Yeah. The Alabama's not winning this for the same reason we're not winning this. Is they don't play a lick of defense.
Mm-hmm. Katie, anybody else on there you think could win it?
No, that was pretty much going to be my list.
I mean, there are other teams I could see getting to the finals. Like, I think there's a world where Baylor gets to the finals. I think, you could talk me into Kentucky or Gonzaga getting to the finals, even. You could talk me into, I don't know. Well, you could talk me into a couple other teams getting to the finals, but not winning the whole thing. Illinois, you could talk me into Illinois getting to the championship game. But that's about it. Tommy and I talked about.
I hate to say it. It's just I think there's a good possibility. I mean, the Big East is a very good conference this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you could load up the Final Four with Big East teams. And it would not surprise me in the least.
Right.
I mean, they play hard basketball. They are fast. I mean, it's just what little games I've seen. It's just it just feels like they want it more than any other of the conferences. ACC is kind of soft, it feels like. I mean, SEC, go ahead, Tommy.
I watch way too much Big East basketball. I'm just straight up. Because I watch every Butler game. So I get to see everybody. And I've watched UConn a bunch. I've watched St. John's a bunch because of Patino. I watch Providence a lot. And that's kind of why I have Creighton and Marquette. I mean, I don't feel really good about it. But this time last year, nobody was talking about UConn either. And I just think those teams in the Big East, they're a basketball conference.
Yeah.
All those teams in there are good. They're competitive. They know how to play good competition every night. They know how to play defense when they need to. And so it's not going to shock me if, UConn, Creighton, or Marquette, two of them aren't in the Final Four together.
I love that you're a Big East fan now. I think, you and I, we haven't really traded places at this point, but I loved the Big East forever. I love the Big East, my favorite conference.
But this isn't the Big East that we love. I really love the old Big East.
The old Big East. The Georgetown,
Syracuse,
Villanova.
Yeah. That Big East. That's the Big East. Creighton is not the Big East. Okay? They're in the conference and they got the name. But this isn't the Big East that you and I grew up watching Big Monday.
Hell yeah.
When we were in college.
Yeah, I know.
That's the Big East.
That's the good old days, man.
Syracuse. Syracuse versus Georgetown on Saturday night in the Garden for the Big East Championship. There's nothing better.
Does not get better than that at all. Doesn't. Just doesn't. So, okay.
We said though, I think now it's they've carried the tradition through, and it's a basketball. I mean, yes, that's they don't have football. I mean, or if they do, it's whatever. It's like D3 or whatever. But I mean, it's a basketball conference, and they play. I mean, you got New York schools, and they just play a different level of basketball. It's like than the rest of the conference. It's like I have a hard time, like just sitting here, what I do with Creighton. It's like what I do with Creighton, what I do with Marquette. It's like, I mean, it's like, yeah, I watch a lot of SEC basketball, but it's like, I just the way this weekend went, it just feels like it's going to be a heavy Big East Final Four.
It does feel like they're going to have a really good weekend this week. It does feel that way.
And everybody's going to be wrong when it's just like we got Carolina's in there and the traditionals in there. It's like, I mean, I just don't feel it's just like, and I wouldn't be surprised if like we wake up in 2 weeks and or whatever, and it's all Big East. And it's like, well, that just shows you what kind of conference they were.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Tommy and I talked about this before we got started. So we're going to be quiet for a minute. I'm going to ask you two, is there a team or multiple teams that you don't think should have gotten into this tournament? And if so, who would you replace them with?
Ooh.
I mean, I agreed. Tommy and I agreed on one team that we thought has no business in this tournament independently. Tommy, you want to tell
them?
Go ahead, Richard.
Well,
I don't think Michigan State belongs in the tournament. Personally,
I think they're in. I think they're good enough to be in.
Well, I mean, Tom Izzo is that factor, but it's just like I don't think they're particularly good.
If you look at their record is deceiving because they're 18-14, and ordinarily you would say that team doesn't belong in the tournament. But they're 18th in KenPom and they're 8th overall in defense. And
then that changes it a little bit.
Yeah, and I've got them beating Mississippi State. You know, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not ever going against Izzo.
And they're they're a lot like Gonzaga this year in that their record didn't look good, but weren't ranked and were a bubble team at points. But they've got really good metric numbers.
And they've got probably the best X's and O coach in the country.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Yep. And I had a hard time with that because I kept looking at it and I'm like, why am I? And even saying that like a minute ago, I was like, Tom Izzo, it's just like Tom Izzo in the car. It's like he just turns it on like in the tournament and it drives me crazy. But it's like, it just haven't looked that good. But anyway,
Katie, how about you? Do you have one?
Nothing really sticks out to me. I do want to hear your take because I feel like I'm going to agree with you. Like once you point it out.
Yeah.
So give it to him, Tommy, and then I'll go in a minute.
I mean, this is a no-brainer. It is obvious. It is the University of Virginia.
No business.
At all in this tournament. Like I watched them the other night against NC State give that game away where they couldn't make free throws down the stretch. They are the most boring team. The over-under on their game tomorrow night is 120. That is saying it's going to be 60-60. That is ridiculous. They have zero business in the tournament. Drop them out. Put St. John's in. Even if you put St. John's in the playing game, I got no problem with that. You put Patino in Virginia's spot, and I would have them in the Sweet 16.
I'd
have them beat Colorado State, beat Texas, and then I'd have them in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. I think, I don't know how Virginia's in there. I guess maybe reputation. The ACC is actually terrible this year. And if you wanted to put that extra ACC team in there, the team that actually deserves it out of the ACC over Virginia, and I wouldn't put them in either, but I would take Pitt over Virginia. I would take Pitt all day long because they played a great February. They're a much better quality basketball team right now than Virginia.
Virginia's KenPom number 69. How did that get in that large bid?
How?
And St. John's was sitting there at 25 and didn't.
So St. John's got left out. Let's talk about this for a minute. I think they should have been in. I got a couple that I think should have been in. Katie, you raise your hand. You feel like St. John's should be in, right?
Yeah, I was actually surprised because I don't know. I thought I might have been the only one that thought St. John's should have been in, but I'm glad that other people think so too. I was actually surprised that they were left out. That was the
they
only
said one. Richard hurt him. New Mexico winning hurt them.
Really?
Oh, because so, it because yeah, yeah.
But St. John's wasn't even the first team not in.
No.
I mean, they were still down the list. So even if those other teams hadn't stole those bids, they still didn't have St. John's in the tournament, which I don't understand. Yeah. Even with the eye test. I mean, I watched them play, you know, UConn Friday night. And that game was awesome. Back and forth, guys making shots, high level of basketball.
I totally agree.
Semifinals. You can't tell me that team's not better than Virginia.
I totally agree. You know who else is better than Virginia? That's Indiana State. They should be in the tournament. I think. I would have them in. I think their net was 29. They had some sort of ridiculously like top 30 ranking in one of the metrics. And how do you not give that team an at-large bid? But again, you give the 69 KenPom team in. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. You guys
and
have anybody
the team
else?
That, didn't they lose last year the first round? When did they lose the first? Was that 2 years ago?
It's been a few years ago, and they lost as a one seed. That's I think that's been a few years ago.
That was a lot longer ago than you think.
I think it was.
Yeah,
yeah, you might be right. It feels like it was COVID messed everything up, so I can't remember.
So, do you guys have anybody else you felt like should have been in?
I really didn't. I thought the committee this time did a really good job. I mean, it was only just the one school that I thought I could make a case for. So,
yeah.
Everybody else, I was like, okay. I mean, yeah, they're kind of similar and okay. You put them in. I can't really disagree with that, except for Virginia.
Yeah. Virginia's the one. Like, if Colorado State hadn't made it, I wouldn't be that upset about it. Like, I'd rather see Indiana State than Colorado State, but really – Indiana State and St. John's are the two that I really wanted to see in this tournament that are not in it. And not just wanted to see, but I feel like deserved to be in the tournament. Now, what do you guys think? Now, so St. John's and Oklahoma and Pittsburgh all declined NIT bids after they didn't get in the tournament. How do you guys feel about that?
Did you see Tom Crean's rant last night?
No.
I heard it was pretty bad.
Go,
I heard it was awful.
Yeah, when we get off here find Tom Crean's rant last night. I'm not a Tom Crean fan. Never been a Tom Crean fan. Totally agreed with him 100% last night.
All right.
And his point was very simple. If you have a chance to coach your team and your kids have a chance to play games to help them get better for whatever comes next, you have an obligation to do it. And I totally agree with him.
That was going to be my take on it is like, you're doing – it's just like get your – it's a coach's ego. Get it out of here. It needs to – it's just like you're doing it. You're hurting your kid's chance to be seen on TV by NBA scouts. You're just hurting them. And it's – that's stupid. And it's all ego there. It's 100%
you've got a chance
ego.
To get – you've got a chance to get 2, 3, 4 more games in.
Yep.
And even
and
if
it carries
say,
momentum.
Right. And so even if you want to just use it as a chance to see what your freshman and
play your freshman, can
do
that's
in
right.
Games, I've got no problem with it. But yeah, you absolutely have to play if you're invited.
I think so too. And like the one that's surprising me the most is Pitt because they were playing so well down the stretch. And you know, these guys all want to play basketball. Nobody ever says, man, you know what I don't want to do is play another game. Man, I don't want to compete anymore. Thank God. Let's go home. Let's just go to the weight room. That'll be more fun. And I couldn't believe that Pitt didn't. I'm not surprised by St. John's because I think that team was kind of falling apart. Like Patino's rant midseason, and I'm not surprised at all that he didn't do it. I think, you know, like you guys talked about ego. I think you got to play. And I was really surprised by Pittsburgh just because of how well they played down the stretch. And I felt like at a school where they had been really good for a long time and then were really shitty when Kevin Stallings was there. you know, having a few more games under your belt, trying to work towards something. I was surprised by that. And so that was
especially how weak the ACC is. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
that kind of momentum carrying into next season would help tremendously.
For sure. Yeah. You can see a little bit more of what you got. All right. Well, let's pick our final four. So we've all got our final four. So we'll go around the horn and pick your national championship from the final four that you've given us. Richard, I'll start with you. You have UConn and Baylor on one side of the bracket. You have Houston and Tennessee on the other side of the bracket.
How are you? That is correct.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Who are you picking?
I'm going with Connecticut and Houston in the final.
Okay, and your winner?
UConn.
Okay, you've got UConn back-to-back. Tommy, what about you?
So I've got UConn and Arizona, Houston and Purdue.
Yep.
I got Arizona and Purdue in the finals, and I'm taking Purdue.
Wow. All right. The fighting Zach Edey's to win the national championship. Oh, my gosh. I will be so happy.
Yeah, here's my rationale. You know, Arizona's playing in Arizona. It's going to be a home game for them. That gets them to the finals. And then in the final game, Caleb Love goes 1-for-40 from three, and Purdue pulls it out.
All right. Katie, you have Illinois, North Carolina, Marquette, and Tennessee. That is the most interesting final four of our group. How are you going to play that out?
Hope you like hot wings.
I'll take North Carolina and I don't know. I think this one's hard. I'll take Tennessee and North Carolina, and I'll take North Carolina overall.
Hey, you're giving UNC another championship. I have Auburn, North Carolina.
What is this? What is this? You've lived there how long now? What is going on, Jim?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, don't.
I wear this every time I go to the airport. Like, I'm not a UNC fan, but what I have in the Final Four, I'm not.
Hey, at least he's not pulling for Duke.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
I've got Auburn, North Carolina, Houston, and Gonzaga. Give me Auburn and Houston in the final, which would be a really, really fun basketball game. And give me the Cougs to cut down the nets and finally win one in Houston. So I picked them last year. It didn't work out well for me. I'm going to do it again this year, and that's what that's going to look like. So anything else you guys have that you want to talk about with regards to the tournament? Any players, any teams, any craziness?
Are we allowed to plug products on here?
Sure, of course. Yeah. What are you plugging?
I am plugging YouTube TV.
Mm.
If you don't have YouTube TV, you are out of your mind. Because that four box where you can watch four games at one time is the greatest invention ever. I had that on all weekend. Friday night, Saturday, all day Saturday, four games on at all time. And as happy as I could possibly be.
That is excellent. So, excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. And that just came on like 2 years ago. I was like, wait, what is this? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, nope, never getting rid of this thing.
Yep.
But it goes for basketball and football. I was like, God, this is amazing.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I had YouTube TV for a minute when that Spectrum situation was bad in the late summer at the beginning of college football season. And then we went back to Spectrum because McKinley loves Red Zone and YouTube TV doesn't have Red Zone. So I'm like, okay, we'll do Spectrum.
I think they do.
They didn't in the fall. They didn't in the fall.
I thought they did. I think it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade package.
Well, maybe I was too tight to get the upgrade package. Maybe that's what it was. Anyway, I'm going to YouTube TV as soon as he's out of the house. What's happening? So, all right. With that, I want to thank our guests. You guys are two of my favorite guests. You bring some great content. Tommy, you're awesome. Katie, you're awesome. It's so good to see your face. I miss you a lot, and it's a lot of fun. Richard, we are running a podcast, and I'm pretty excited. We are running a bracket challenge, and it's pretty damn fun. We're running a podcast too, but the bracket challenge is fun. It's on Yahoo. I've got the code. If you're looking for it, go to Join a Public Group. The code is 31893. 31893. That is the Good Midlife Bracket Challenge. And jump in there. Venmo me $5 at I'll put that in the on the YouTube or on the Facebook and on the Instagram note that I'm going to put up here, the post I'm going to post. Send it in and you're in. And if you lose, you get some wings. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not eating a Big Mac, but we're going to do the same sort of a thing. We're going to video it. We're going to watch everybody do it. Katie has friends who said, what did your friends say? Tell us.
They said, why do I want to lose so I can be on the podcast?
I said they can be on the podcast anytime. But I have a tech that wants to lose so she can get the hot wings bought for her. So it's we'll see how it all turns out.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So who picked Grand Canyon to win the national championship? Woo!
You know, I made that Drake reference earlier. She's a huge Drake fan. So there's a part of me that believes she's going to have Drake in the Final Four. Not Drake the school, Drake the singer, Drake the musician. So what the hell, man? It's $5. $5 for wings.
She'll right. probably Let's be go. Right, and I'll probably be wrong. So it's just the way things go.
Yep. All right, guys. Very fun. Thank you guys for coming on. And Richard, if you don't have anything else, we'll get out of here. You good?
No, I don't have anything.
You're good. Okay.
It's my Earl Grey and my cat.
Next week, we've got stuff to talk about. We'll be back. Richard's dining adventure continues. He'll be his dining adventure will be DTF next week. I have some dog show stories to talk about that. Listen, we got to talk about the dog show next week. I'm just telling you. So we'll have a good time. Hey, everybody, join the bracket. Even if you don't, we hope you win some money. We hope you have a good time with March Madness. We are going to keep living our best midlives. You keep living yours.